Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have tips and reports for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we talk early spring fishing with pro angler and fishing guide Bro Brosdahl. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
At Hayward Power Sports, we know it's fun to roam the boat shows, but remember, we have awesome deals every day, and we'll be here long after the shows. As a sampling of our Lund inventory, we have a Pro-V Bass, an 1875 Crossover, and an 1875 Impact set up in our outdoor showroom. Buy one today and claim huge Lund rebates up to $7,500. Plus, we'll have it ready to go for you right away this spring, and we'll even include free storage for next winter. Come check out our everyday boat show at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77, or online at haywardpowersports.com.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Today, anglers fish longer. Today, anglers fish harder. Today, anglers rely more than ever on their electronics. It all comes down to catching more fish, and today, anglers rely on Amped Outdoors lithium batteries, period. Visit ampedoutdoors.com today to power your outdoor experience.
We're down Hayward Bait and Bottle talking to Jarrett McCarthy, and Jarrett, you know, the ice is starting to look pretty gray out there.
It really is. Yeah, it looks like we're gearing up for spring here pretty fast like that. You know, I was talking to a couple of guys that were out over the weekend, and, you know, they said stuff was starting to get a little sketchy out there, but they still had pockets of ice where they still had 10 inches. But with the weather forecast being the way it is, I think we're going to lose that pretty quickly here.
Let's talk about open water. Looks like we're definitely going to have open water early this year. I mean, it would be something really strange happened that it not happened. And if we get early open water, season, you got perfect opportunities out there for panfish and also for catch and release on bass now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we'll be lucky if we get a nice early spring, just because we haven't had, you know, any kind of open water up until pretty much the start of game fish for the past 2 years. So being out on a boat in April will actually be pretty nice. But yeah, those early opportunities when those fish start to move up onto those, you know, those 8 to 15 foot weed flats and get ready to come up into the shallows and warm up, you know, some great opportunities because those fish are pretty schooled up. You know, once we get to ice out, even, you know, the water will still be cool. But a lot of those fish, you know, smallies, crappies, bluegills, they'll all still be bunched up, you know, kind of where we left them for the winter months. So some really good opportunities to get out there and catch some fish.
It all depends, too, on location and how fast the temperatures warm up. I mean, if you start getting some really warm days, you could get some real shallow, skinny water stuff going.
Absolutely. And, you know, your biggest tool this time of year is going to be your temperature gauge on your Humminbird or your Lowrance, whatever you've got on your boat, you know, and how much that could change during a day, especially if you've got the sun overhead. So where fish might be at 10 o'clock in the morning won't be where they will be at 4 in the afternoon. So definitely something to keep an eye on with the warming temperatures.
Well, you know, from all the way from early before the fishing season into the first part of the fishing season, that temperature gauge, like you said, is really critical. And you can find one little bitty spot. It could be a small weed bed. I've seen this before. One small weed bed along a quarter mile long shoreline is full of fish, and if you move off either side of it, you're not catching anything.
Absolutely. You know, and there are different things out there in the environments that hold heat better. So, you know, during the summertime, you know, back where I'm from, I used to go fish a lot of docks in the marina or what have you for crappies and for bluegills, and you get to certain docks, whether they be metal docks or they be wooden docks, you know, those wooden docks hold the heat a lot better, so those fish will stay there into the wee hours of the day. But those metal docks, so when the water will warm up
fastest, so those fish will go to those docks right away and then move to the wooden docks later in the day. Same thing can be set up here. You know, a lot of those back muddy bays will warm up really fast. Those brush piles, you know, those crappies will go hold. That'll hold heat really, really well. So there are different things in your environment that you can look at. Yeah, weeds too. That'll definitely hold heat better and hold fish a lot more than some open spots will.
You know, as far as early fishing for crappies and panfish, you got a favorite presentation? Because me, that's the only time of the year I pretty much use a bobber. I mean, as we get into summer patterns, I tight line fish crappies and they'll go without bobbers straight over the side of the boat, or I cast for them. But then this time of year, I mean, it's a bobber deal for me.
Absolutely. Early season like this, your live bait shines, you know. And once we get past, you know, the crappie spawn and what have you, then I switch to just about a plastic only, just because minnows get so hard to keep during the summertime. And plastics are so much more effective. But a nice live bait this time of year, usually a fathead. I usually don't monkey around with crappie minnows just because, you know, if you look at the mouth on a crappie, you know, it is easily within the range of taking a nice size fathead. That near deterring a lot of those bluegills from messing with it. But a live bait option right now under a bobber, and you know, just because you've got live bait on there doesn't mean you can't keep that bobber moving. You know, some of those minnows are pretty lively, especially if you're not, you know, chucking them a mile and a half, you know, away from the boat. But live bait shines.
Well, you know, even when you're fishing plastics, and they'll bite on plastics now too, but sometimes if they're not hitting that, you go to the minnow or the live bait. But you mentioned keeping the bobber moving, and that's the key. Too many people fish a bobber. They think it's a stationary presentation, whether you're fishing crappies or walleyes or anything else. It's actually a very good presentation tool to cover a lot of water, because if you move it a little bit, or you could shake it, you could do all kinds of different presentations with it. If you pull it 2 feet or so, if you were to watch your jig on a live scope, for instance, you see the jig go up and back down, just like you're jigging, but you're doing it 30 feet, 40 feet from the boat. So you can do a lot of different presentations just by moving that bobber.
Absolutely. You know, keep your baits moving, you know, keep varying your presentations, you know, don't stay stuck on something because it worked once before. Don't fish memories out there. Find new baits in the box that are going to work for you. Continue to try different combinations and colors, different sizes of baits. You know, as we're moving from ice to open water, you know, I suggested that, you know, live bait was a really good option, but right now on the ice, we're still catching a lot of fish on plastic. So it's not like as soon as the ice goes away, the crappies say no to plastics and then just switch over to live bait. So, you know, plastics and live bait go hand in hand.
Well, for me, it's the first the plastics, and if they're not biting on that, then I can resort to the live bait. But it's plastics and the artificials, you cover a lot more water, you can catch more fish because you're not rebaiting and not messing around a lot. Let's talk about river fishing. You know, spring is a really good time for getting out on the rivers, too.
Absolutely. You know, I've been on the river probably 4 or 5 times over the last week and a half. Without all the snow this year, it's actually really easy to get into a lot of spots. And, you know, you're not walking through a foot and a half of snow to try and get in there. A little muddy right now, but the water's still low, which will, you know, kind of focus fish into some of those little bits of deeper pockets, but that doesn't mean some of those fish won't be running in 6 inches of water. You know, it's just, you know, patience on them.
Yeah, and a lot of guys think of that for trout in Amacogan for trout, but you know, any of the rivers that you can get smallmouth in some of the smallmouth streams, you can bass fish. I mean, you can fish suckers, a lot of different things to fish on the streams.
Lots of different things that can just get you out and get you back into the swing of open water fishing. You know, obviously, we've got night crawlers and what have you here in the shop for anybody that wants to go out and just wet a line, fish suckers or what have you. But yeah, obviously, you know, if you want to go out and get after smallies or anything else on the river, they're there.
You bet. And you guys are pretty much equipped here in the shop. I mean, you got some good closeout deals on some ice fishing stuff, I suspect.
Absolutely. You know, we've got some really good clearance deals on a lot of our shacks, augers, and electronics for ice fishing. But a lot of that's going to start getting packed up in the next week or two. So if you're looking for anything, now is the time to come get it. And, you know, we are hard at work in the transition, getting everything out and ready to roll for this coming summer.
You got all the new stuff. You're starting to put it out.
Absolutely. It's fun.
Jared, I want to thank you for taking the time here. Interesting talk here about panfish. I know that's your favorite topic.
Absolutely. I'm ready for it.
You know, it is one of the best things out there to fish for when there's the most amount of fish. Anyway, I want to thank you for coming on here.
Yep. Thanks for having me again, John.
Well, folks, you know we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking early ice out fishing with pro angler and fishing guide Bro Brosdahl. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and much more. Whether you fish for bass, walleyes, panfish, or muskies, gear up for the upcoming fishing season, and if you're getting ready for the spring turkey season too, they also have just about everything you'll need for a successful season. In the bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer and liquor. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports has remodeled our service center. This is service manager Damon Schrader. Don't worry, we have the same friendly faces with a service team of 16 highly skilled and certified technicians and a parts inventory that's second to none. We're ready to service and repair your BRP and Polaris machines, plus virtually every major outboard on the planet. And remember, it's always a good idea to think ahead and bring your machines early for the next season. See Hayward Power Sports just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or call 715-462-36.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know we're going to be looking at early ice out this year, and one of the people I get on here from time to time is a friend of mine from over in northern Minnesota who's a pro angler and a fishing guide over there, Bro Brosdahl. And I had a chance to talk to Bro the other day on the phone about early fishing for panfish and perch. Bro, good to have you on the show here to talk. We're going to be talking about spring fishing, I can believe.
Hey, thanks, John. It's good to be here.
You know, we're going to have, in here in Wisconsin, we're going to have probably way early ice out, and you may be getting a little earlier ice out over there. You got more ice than what we got, but you're still down from normal years. Right away after ice out, if you've got any fish that you can go after before the season, like panfish and stuff, it could be some pretty good fishing out there, right?
Oh, absolutely. I love ice out, and I love chasing ice out panfish. And, you know, you and I should talk about some of the misnomers in ice out panfish. You know, they don't always race right up to the warm water. Sometimes they retract to the ice fishing spots. You've probably noticed that.
You bet.
If you get any cold fronts, they'll leave those shallows. And on somebody's water, real big ones, they don't go all the way real far back, but they'll go kind of off and on flats. And it was almost needle in a haystack years ago, but not as much anymore because technology really helps and you can find them roaming schools. But the trouble is when you don't have any structure or weeds, the fish can be roamy. They could just keep swimming. So it takes some real calculated moves to stay on them.
You bet. You know, and, you know, perch fishing can be really good right after ice out, too.
Absolutely. And I actually did a show with Jim Linder one time, and we were fishing Lake Bemidji and ice out. And there's still ice floating around. We just knew that it wasn't going to come into the access where we were. And we were all fishing, and he couldn't believe the size of the fish we could catch. And we were throwing the big, puffy females back and keeping the males, because the males actually had more belly meat at that time. And we're out there, and you could hear fire trucks running somewhere and some cops, you know, there's a fire or something. And he's like, well, even here near the downtown of Bemidji, we're catching really big perch. And, you know, that lake's really giant. You get on the other side and you're in the woods, and one side's in town, and it's a known jumbo perch factory. And we shot a show out there, and it was just fun. It's also, you know, if they're super, super fat like a football, put the little waddly things back in there and try to dig out some males. They're the skinny ones that, you know, they're still got stuff coming out of them, some, you know, they're milt, and make sure to keep the ones that are milting and not the ones that are puffy.
Well, you know, and perch, it takes a lot of years to grow, even the real big jumbo perch. And, you know, anything between actually 8 inches at the smallest, I guess, probably up to 10 inches or so, those are still flayable fish and eatable fish. And there's way more of them out there than there are these great big jumbos if you want to be a little selective on your harvest.
Absolutely. Nothing makes my fangs come out than seeing a male perch, a good-sized male perch, because they have such a good fillet to them. And it's very disappointing on those females because there's nothing where their eggs is. Plus, you got to let them do their spawn. But when you're fishing ISO perch and you catch a female that's already dumped her eggs, well, game on. you can take it. If it was a super giant, word of caution, the bigger the perch in our neck of the woods, the more things they've been through. They'll have scar tissue from being bit by northern. They'll have sometimes they have a little more yellow grub or niscus. And the cleanest fish are the mid-sized ones. They're always clean. Their meat's firm. And from experience of being a perch-eating carnivore myself, I love keeping those 10.5 to 11.5s. But I still like catching and throwing back the big ones.
You bet. Well, you got them big lakes over there that seem to have a little bit better population of those bigger jumbo perch. We've got some in some of our lakes around here in northern Wisconsin, too. But a lot of the fish that are in that 8 to 10-inch range, there seems to be quite a few of them out there. So, and they're still good eating. What do you like to use for the perch as far as ice out going for his tackle or bait or gear?
Well, I like to use small feather jigs, and Northland has a tungsten feather jig, and it's called the Crappie King tungsten baits. And these little tungsten jigs are wide, so fish can see them from a long way away. Plus, they're bright. Your pinks and whites, your yellows and greens, and glows. And with a hackle of feathers, add a waxworm or a small minnow, and you're in business. And sometimes you want to put on two waxworms, but just the fish will tell you what they want when they start hitting. But I'll bring some fat hits, but I never really need the big ones, because the closer we get to the spawn at ice out, the more their mood changes to smaller pieces. And I like using a tungsten because I want that thing to sink right now down in front of them. And it's very much spot on the spot. When you're finding fish on your side imaging or your forward viewing with your hummingbird or whatever you're using, you want to throw it right in front of them and then draw it back. And don't move it too much because they're super lazy at that time of year. Sometimes the water's really clear in our area. If anything, our waters have cleared up so much that at ice out, you can look at the bottom, and if it's calm out, it looks like you're looking through air. It's so clear, and you can sight fish them. Then you don't need a bobber. Then I like to use a St. Croix, a 6-footer, 6'8", or a 7-footer, and just kind of crane the feather jig down in there, the Crappie King from Northland, and just two waxworms and two pops, and they got it. And then other times they just hammer it. You know, I've never had to go to a plain hook, and always jig with color works. That real bright color stuff really helps perch. And remember, the brighter days are better for fishing. They don't have the keen eyesight like walleyes, crappies, and bluegills. And they can't forage on zooplankton as much like bluegills and crappies can sift that stuff out. They need bigger targets, from bloodworms up to mayfly larva to dragonfly larva. And those bigger bugs are at the end minnows, of course. This year, the perch are coughing up multiple small 2-inch perch, 1.5 to 2-inch perch, and they're still taking your bait. They're little piggies, but we have a perch explosion here, as I'm sure you do also over there, of micro perch. And we had good weather through Wisconsin, Minnesota, Dakotas, then they just exploded because we had that super fast warm up for 2 years, 3 years, and then that made the perch really prolific. And the walleyes over here are eating them, but the perch are too. And let's just say that if you keep a batch of perch, you're gonna have a whole bunch of little baby perch floating. So my point is match the hatch, bright oranges, chartreuse, and then lakes with a lot of little sunfish. They eat the little tiny ones the size of your thumbnail. When them little sunfish are down there, you will find them in the purchase belly.
Well, you know, and the key is they'll be spawning right after ice out, or sometimes even under the ice, I guess. But location to find them is going to be always in the spawning areas. Now, what do you look for as far as finding those spawning areas where these perch are going to be at?
Well, some lakes are shallow. Like, you know, when I was on Bemidji, it's if you jumped in the water, you're up to your neck or maybe a little over your head. But, you know, on other lakes, it's deep. You know, if the water's super gin clear, they'll go a little bit deeper, and right at ice out, when that ice is still flowing or blows off one night, the next night, you don't have very many days. Within 3 days, they're gone. And when the water temperature hits 50, they're done. They're gone. And so there's always late arrivers. There's always going to be some unspawned fish, but for the most part, the females get in, and they need weeds to stick the skein of eggs. So if they did spawn, they're going to dump right over the edge. They don't go long distances. If you want to catch the spawned out females, they're over the edge. If the nearest drop off in right there, no farther. They don't just like take off across the lake. And that's what we found. Literally one day later, you could go back to the same spot and there's all the skeins are out and the perch are gone, but the perch are literally just a couple hundred feet away, the big ones, and they're just skinny. Great big skinny perch, and those aren't males. Those are spawned out females. But we'll target the males all the way up to the walleye opener. You can still catch them.
You bet. You know, like you mentioned, the weeds are the factor because a lot of fish spawn on rocks and gravel and stuff. But the perch, they almost absolutely have to have some kind of vegetation down there for them to spawn on.
Yeah, they need somewhere to stick it. It's like they're letting the parachute go, but they need to stick it on something. And then they swim away, and then the males come in and do their job after that. And it's but I've got to get a picture of it for seminars and stuff of before and after in the same weed bed, because literally you'll go in there and you're like, it almost looks like algae or spider webs. And nope, that's all perch eggs, and that's the future there. And be careful with your trolling motors too. Don't tear it all up. I'll make sure that I don't do it. I like to use these Talon underwater anchors, and you need fairly calm weather. So if it's windy, you don't have to be on a certain side of the lake. You just need to be near the edge of a weed bed and put down a Talon. You press a button to go straight down. Minimal damage to the spawning site. But a trolling motor real close to the bottom burrowing through is not really good. For the young perch nursery. But
well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with pro angler Bro Brosdahl. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard to find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and bore sight it for you too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward, or give us a call at 715-634-8700.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides. Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with pro angler Bro Brosdahl.
Everybody keep in mind, too, I'm going to be in Wisconsin, the Superior Show, March 22 to the 24th. And I'm going to have a seminar there. And we're going to talk about the different techniques and cutting-edge techniques that we've been doing. And I love the show. And come down and get a roast beef sandwich.
That's going to be that sportsman show there?
Yeah, right there in Superior. In the Westman Arena.
Yep.
And Rice County Sport and Fish. I like it. It's a quaint place that's a lot of fun and happy faces and a good community.
Been there a long time, and actually I used to do seminars there at that show years and years ago.
Yeah, it's fun, and definitely hopefully you can stop down too, and you'll find me near the roast beef sandwiches, I'll tell you that. I wait all year for those slow-roasted roast beef sandwiches, the Westman Arena at the Rice County Sport and Fish. So stop in. I have seminars, and you can look it up online and see the times of the seminars. And that's Douglas County Sport and Fish, Friday through Sunday.
And that's March what?
That's March 22nd to the 24th.
You bet.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So stop in and... I'll have a table with my guide service there. It's always fun just visiting with people and stuff.
You bet. Well, bro, I know once we get to the opening of fishing, there'll be a lot of people out there looking after walleyes. What are you predicting for this year, do you think, with the crazy winter we had?
I think it's it all depends on the temperatures that we get, because we've had some strange temps. We had 90 degrees in June 2 years ago. And last year, we had 70s and 80s in the first couple of weeks, which it advances them, but they can only advance so far. So there's already fish going offshore, but yet the fish aren't really following their pattern. So let's hope we get a stable warm-up, and we don't need it to be cooking hot in May. But I'm thinking that if we get – because we're going to have ice out early everywhere, because our ice is kind of – we might have 13 to 16 inches, and every now and then you find 17 to 20, but it's not everywhere, so it doesn't count. I had a guide friend go out a lake, a small lake, and everywhere he went, it was 13 to 14 inches, and he went on this lake, it was 8. So it's not a normal year. If you're running side by side, you're heading my way, be careful, because the ice is moving and cracking. It's not normal where it shouldn't in the past. And normally we have about 30 inches of ice now. We got half of that. Mm-hmm. And so think super light, like on foot, a snowmobile, or just a saddle bike four-wheeler. You just don't want to be too heavy on this kind of ice. It's weird, and I know one thing. Makes you pucker when there's no snow on it, and it's cracking everywhere when it shouldn't.
You bet.
it melts, and then we get cold, but not cold for long duration, and it's not healing it way down there. So I think it's eroding from the bottom up. Plus, we had an inch of rain a little over a month ago that got the creeks and the streams roaring in. So everybody just, you know what you're doing. Just be careful and check it.
Well, bro, a lot of great information there, and I want to get you back on here sometime in the next few weeks to talk about the spring walleyes, because we're coming up to that time, and, it will be here before we know it.
Oh, absolutely. Would love to, and I think it's going to be a fantastic year. As one of my friends quoted me saying that 2 years ago, I told him it's the best walleye fishing I've ever seen in my life here where I'm at, and then he quoted me saying, this winter is the best perch fishing I've seen in 17 to 18 years.
You bet. Well, thanks a lot, bro.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at WNORadio.com. And from there, you can link to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.